Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something crucial, digital strategy.
That's right. It's a big topic.
It is, and we're drawing some great insights, especially thinking about works like Electric Pencil, Crafting Digital Strategy for Business Growth.
A really practical source, that one.
Definitely. So our mission here is to unpack why so many businesses, feel a bit lost online.
And more importantly, how getting strategic can completely change the game for them.
Exactly. So let me ask you listening, do any of these sound familiar? Maybe from the business side?
Like, we've put good money into our website, our online stuff, but where are the sales?
Or, yeah, the site looks nice, but people just seem to disappear, vanish into thin air.
Or maybe just feeling like all your digital efforts are, I don't know, scattered, nestling.
Faintly disconnected. We've all seen it, haven't we? It feels like just throwing things out there, hoping something works.
Instead of building something intentional and from the customer side, well, that lack of strategy, it's just as frustrating.
Oh, for sure. You land on a site and you're thinking.
Okay, where do I click? Or what do these guys actually do?
Yeah. And the big one, can I trust this place? Is it safe to, put my details in?
Those are the exact questions, the confusion points, that a solid digital strategy really aims to fix. It gets everyone on the same page online.
That's such a key point. A website shouldn't just sit there looking pretty. It needs to do something, right? Be an active part of the business.
Exactly.
So, okay, beyond the buzzword, what is digital strategy really?
Well, think of it like the master game plan. That's how sources like Electric Pencil frame it. It's your blueprint
A blueprint for.
for connecting what your business fundamentally wants to achieve,
Yeah.
your ambitions, with what your customers actually desire, their needs, their wants.
Okay.
And that plan guides, well, everything. The words you use, the way people navigate your site.
How they go from just visiting to actually becoming a customer.
Precisely. Even how your support chats or email systems fit in. It's all about building this really tuned machine that attracts customers.
I like that a customer attracting machine cuts through the noise, but figuring out how to build that machine sounds maybe a bit daunting.
It can feel that way.
Does the book suggest like common mistakes to avoid or maybe where to even start?
Yeah, what's interesting is it's not just about looks or getting loads of traffic. That's maybe step one, but not the whole picture.
Right.
It's about turning those clicks, those casual visitors, into actual committed customers.
Yeah.
And it does that with real mechanics.
Mechanics like.
Well, for example, Electric Pencil points out how just simplifying a checkout process based on watching how users actually behave can cut cart abandonment,
Yeah.
sometimes by like 20%.
Wow, okay, that's terrible.
Right. It's about designing clear paths, clear funnels for conversion, maybe personalizing what people see based on what they've clicked on before, and making sure every single interaction online has a point. And it's all backed by data you can actually use, moving from just hoping to having a clear roadmap.
So it really shifts the perspective. It's not just build a website, it's build something strategic that gets results.
Exactly. Your online stuff isn't just there, it's working for you actively, attracting, engaging, converting.
Which ideally frees you up to actually run the business side of things.
Precisely. And connecting that to the bigger picture, it means every pound, every dollar, every bit of marketing effort you spend online is maximized.
Right, not wasted.
It's the difference between just being online and having a real purpose behind every click, every post, every email. You know what to do, how, and crucially, why it matters for your goals.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive then, the core idea seems to be digital strategy makes your online presence do the heavy lifting.
So you can focus elsewhere.
Right.
And fundamentally, it's connecting that business ambition with customer desire, turning clicks into commitment.
Making every marketing rand or dollar or whatever count.
Absolutely, maximizing its impact.
So, thinking about everything we've discussed, especially turning that website into a customer attracting machine, here's something for you to consider. What specific part of your digital presence could start pulling its weight a bit more effectively right now? Something to think about until next time.